Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. As is so much fun with live radio, today's show started talking about social media, segued into suicide and a very serious discussion with Wayne Levine, and is now going to go right back to social media with our Family Financial Matters guest, Jim Scheinberg. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, who is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce.
How are you today? Roller coaster ride on the stock market the last couple days, that's for sure.
Well, last couple days being more like the last few months, yes. There's no question that volatility is the call of the period that we are in, no doubt.
You know, we're talking about social media, and I know it's a general topic that we've covered before, but I'd like to get your take, as well as share with you something that was on my mind the last 24 hours. I have noticed in the last 24 hours, layman expert that I am on making money in the market, I've noticed that after every big or moderately big drop in the market in the last couple months, and the day before, yesterday was a 400 or so points, that the next day there's always been a rebound of at least half as much, approximately. So I was so busy yesterday, I didn't get around to calling you or even texting or emailing you, but I really was thinking, okay, Jim, let's just throw some money in just for a day. I want to do a day trade. Let's just do blah, 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 X amount of money. And I was figuring out, well, if it went up 2%, then if I put in this much, I could make that much. And I didn't do it, but that is the value or the risk with such immediate information that we have now. So I'm curious, frankly, what would you have said if I had just said to you what I just said on air?
Well, I'm gonna throw it back at you, Bruce. In a sentence, what would I have told you?
Well, I know you would have told me. We have a plan. Stick to the plan.
Bingo.
Don't be emotional.
Bingo. and you just got right to the point. So, we've talked on the show, and I'll just remind everybody because not everybody listens every week. I think people probably listen, 98 out of 100 weeks during a 2-year period that you're on the radio. They might have missed one of them.
Yeah, that's about right.
We've talked about before about how market volatility seems to be exacerbated by this immediate distribution of information. It's like everybody running to one side of a boat. Things get a little topsy-turvy when everybody's doing it all at the same time. So I'm not a huge fan for long-term plan-oriented investors like yourself, the smart ones, the winners out there. I'm not a big proponent of people watching the minute-to-minute Twitter stream, and for that matter, just the electronic and the television media. When you have long-term goals and you're setting those goals, and so of course I would have told you stick with the plan. We're not in the business, and you're not in the strategy of short-term speculation in the market, because that's what it would have been.
It would have been gambling.
It would have been gambling. Yeah, absolutely.
I knew that.
And there's a huge casino mentality that permeates Wall Street now. Not to say that is Wall Street, but there's a big chunk of Wall Street now that is that short-term oriented. I mean, you watch CNBC, which is supposed to be this this bastion of information. Sage advice that people think it is, and the reality is if you look at the programming, it's 6 stocks in 6 minutes or 6 stocks in 60 seconds, and they get CIOs of money management firms that run trillions of dollars, and they want to know their best single stock idea.
Yeah,
they have 1,400 mutual funds at that company, but what's your one good stock so everybody can pile into that one today and then jump out of it tomorrow when Cramer says sell, sell, sell? I mean, that's the thing. So we struggle with the duality of not wanting to play into the mania of feeding into the information stream to give our clients information that they shouldn't necessarily be acting on. But at the same time, we don't want to act like we're, heads in the sand and technologically obtuse, because we do know about these mediums, and we do from time to time opine on our Twitter stream, or if we'll do an email blast once or twice a quarter in addition to our news letter. And so there's a happy medium there, because our clients are great. You guys are trained so well to know that, I don't need to know whether or not, you know, the winds shifted from the north to the south in Europe on the bond dilemma this week, unless it's really something I need to know about. And so we struggle with it. It's a topic that I don't think I have completely answered, to be frank. We want to inform and we want to make sure our clients feel that close connection with us because we're working diligently every single day. So we want them to know that we're working diligently every day. But at the same time, does that mean that I have to tweet about it between Cheerios and my Wall Street Journal in the morning?
Yes.
I'm not so sure.
Yes, I think you should.
Well, as you know, I'm a Financial Times reader anyway, and I don't eat Cheerios. I eat grape nuts. So that was a little bit of a sleight of hand there.
All right, so continue.
Well, so in a nutshell, you know, my viewpoint, and I read your, it's a great piece because, you talk about how you do really need to be, at least as a parent, you don't necessarily have to be a Twitter head and you don't have to be a Facebook hound in order to pop into those medians to check in on your children from time to time. Well, the same can be said about what it is that I do, is that it's not necessarily that that we need to be on the internet minute to minute to let everybody know what we're thinking at any given moment, but I think it's important that we maintain an awareness and a presence to that media, and when we do have something important to say, that we do place it out there. The truth be known, it adds to the permanent record. I mean, as you know, Bruce, we were not the deer in the headlights that most people were on Wall Street back in the late 2008, early 2009 dark days of the crisis. We wrote about that. We were in print on those items, and we sent those out as emails. You know, it'd be nice if the world knew how we thought if we were tweeting, if we were blogging, because truth be known, that might have been really good for business. It certainly, I think, would have been good for confidence with our network. So
well, I'll teach you,
there's
Jim.
There's value there.
Jim, I'll teach you. I'll teach you anything you need to know.
I know you will, Bruce.
I would love you to be on Twitter so you could at least join Dad Chat one Thursday night.
Well, I'm going to have to become a dad, I think, in order to really legitimately be a member of Dad Chat. But
No, stop that. You don't. Were you a child once?
I was. I was a child once, okay. and even, you know, days like Halloween, I like to revisit it.
Okay, so you're qualified for Dad Chat.
Perfect. I like it. I like the perspective.
Our motto is, for every parent and anyone who was a child. Is that inclusive enough?
Wow. Yeah, I think you got a broad audience there.
But it's true. Okay, you don't have to be a parent to understand the issues that go on in relationships and marriage and the things that we all care about. I mean, that's what we talk about, universal issues.
Absolutely. And there are parenting relationships and child relationships that have nothing to do with biological parenting and being a child. There's a parenting that we do in what we do for our clients. I mean, so parenting isn't necessarily just about child rearing.
Look, you've learned everything you need to know about a problem child by taking care of me.
If you're my biggest problem child, Bruce, I'm a lucky man, and I have to tell you, I am a lucky man. We have some of the greatest clients in the world. You are one of them. You guys never throw temper tantrums, and you very, very rarely wet the bed.
Well, thank you. I've got that mostly under control. Where can our listeners find you, find your newsletter, and find more?
Did you get it and read it? It should have just gotten to your doorstep.
It's like on the pile, unfortunately.
Well, we just issued our fall market commentary, which, wow, I mean, it hits right into this crazy volatility that we've been seeing. We opine on all the big items of the day. If you want to get a copy of it, the ink just dried on it, and the electric ink as well just dried on it. We'll send you an email with it. info@npier.com. That's info at N, like the direction north, pier, P-I-E-R, like a fishing pier, .com. And there's, of course, never a charge.
Terrific, terrific. I like your new word, opine.
Yes.
I haven't heard you use that. Are you a Bill Riley aficionado?
No, the opine is the lesser known pine tree that grows up in Utah, right? You know,
wow.
You do have a
sense of humor. Very good.
Yeah. So it's always short for old. It's the old pine.
I like it. All right, Jim. Thank you very much. We'll
Take
talk
care,
with you very soon and reschedule our breakfast that has been postponed. We will be back for closing remarks. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we will return.
I need the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down.
Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
That's in the room.
To illustrate...